We talk about autopsies, why, when, and you know how they work, and they are fairly common, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're not as common as people might believe they are. So if you watch TVs, pretty much everyone seems to have an autopsy or something's done with that body. For the most part, autopsies are not done on most people. Autopsies are done for people that they don't necessarily know why they died. There's some questions around it. Maybe there's a criminal investigation that goes along with the death. So most people do not actually have an autopsy. Who determines if they have an autopsy is there's two different sources that it could come from. It could come from the county. So if the county questions the death, if there was maybe an accident of some kind, they may request an autopsy of that individual to just make sure that everything was, that the death is what it appears to be. So if that is requested by the county pays for that. So as taxpayers, we pay for those autopsies of those individuals. The other option is if, let's say, you wanted an autopsy done on your loved one, because maybe you want to see about a genetic condition or something along those lines, and the county is not going to pay for it because they know why the individual died, you can still have a private autopsy done. Now, the difference there is for a private autopsy to be done, you have to pay for it. And your check has to clear with the agency before they will do the autopsy, either the check or the debit card. But the money has to clear before a private autopsy will be done. Now, they're a good thing to do if there is a question, but there are some downsides when an autopsy does happen. It can make the viewing of a body potentially more challenging when that individual is done with an autopsy, because an autopsy is basically an examination of your cranial cavity, your chest cavity, and your abdominal cavity. They go through, they test things, they look at the physical parts that are there. They also do a lot of blood work on that individual to see if maybe there is something in the blood, were there certain drugs, alcohol, anything along those lines that maybe would react that may have caused this death. So for a viewing, you can still have a viewing after an autopsy. It does take a little bit more reconstruction of that individual because of kind of what the autopsy is pretty invasive for most people. So that is an option. The other potential downside could be if you have an autopsy, you will not have death certificates right away. If you have an autopsy, most of the time the death certificate will come back and will be filed with the state as pending. Basically means we are pending toxicology to come back. And I know if you watch TV, they can usually get these done within a 60-minute episode of exactly what happened to this individual. In reality, a quick autopsy toxicology report will come back in 6 weeks. So you will have a pending death certificate for at least 6 weeks. We have had some on the books for 6 to 9 months where we are waiting for those test results to come back. In that time, like I said, your death certificate is pending. Potentially, your estate is not going anywhere because you need a cause of death. Some places that you need a death certificate for do not care if it says pending, you know, like your cell phone or something like that. They don't care. Life insurance wants to know the why. Was it natural, homicide, suicide, accident, unknown? An unknown is a legal answer. They just have to kind of put their best guess of it. But life insurance is going to want to know the why. So if you have an autopsy, that toxicology may not allow you to get a death certificate back for months. Then you still have to kind of clean things up after that. An autopsy is a fairly expensive procedure for the county to pay for. So sometimes what they'll do instead is they'll do a simple blood draw. So then they'll just have the blood tested as opposed to have the full examination of the different cavities of your body. That also will have that death certificate say pending for quite a bit of still that same to 6 weeks to 6 to 8 weeks time period, but it's less invasive. It also allows the funeral to happen at the time that you would allow it to happen, as opposed to your body had to go in for an autopsy, which for us in Richland County, they go down to the Dane County Medical Examiner's office, which is on the other side of Madison. And they go down there, and then they call us when they're done. That usually takes 2 to 3 days for a body to go down and to come back. So, and sometimes it can delay what you want to do for a service. Most of the time, if the county is involved, there are other situations and circumstances with it. So that delay may not be the worst thing or hurt us in any way.
If it's a family member, let's say it's a younger person that dies, mm-hmm. a family could request it just to, you know, just for health history.
They could. Like that. Yeah, if the family has the right to request that autopsy. And sometimes the county might say, well, I wasn't really thinking about it, but if the family wants it, we'll do it, because, you know, we're kind of on the fence. And so sometimes the county will do it for that. And a lot of times younger people do get autopsies because you're not going to the doctor regularly. You know, if you haven't seen a doctor within a year, it raises a lot of red flags of, okay, well, you haven't been to a doctor, you haven't been doctor, and we have no real reason that this death may have occurred. So with a younger person, they have more autopsies than, let's say, the elderly, because usually you've been doctoring more. There's a lot better idea of exactly why you died.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Calling all parents and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading and literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at CESA3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
That carpet in your home can trap many allergens from dust to pets, but you love carpet. All American Do It Center has your solution with Air-O, a hypoallergenic carpet from Mohawk. Air-O by Mohawk is not only easy to clean, but its fibers don't absorb moisture, preventing the growth of allergens and microbes. Clean air living with soft flooring your family can enjoy. Air-O carpet from Mohawk at allamericandoitcenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high temp in the mid-40s today. It looks like northeast winds will be 8 to 16, and winds will decrease as the day goes on. Tonight, a low of 19. Saturday, clouds thicken, and it will be breezy, a high of 34. Maybe some precip Saturday night, a 50% chance of patchy light snow, sleet, and freezing drizzle, a low of 28. And Sunday, 47 with patchy drizzle possible. West to southwest winds are at 7 miles per hour. After a low this morning of 24, we're up to our morning high, which is 40 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
Friend, walking to the ice cream stand, laughing at all the silly things that both of us say. That's my idea of a perfect day. Trying new lip gloss, making TikTok videos, staying up past midnight, wondering where the time goes. Headed to the beach, playing in the waves. That's my idea of a perfect day.
Eden Delia and A Perfect Day at WRCO. And you know, you think about those days of your life that were really good and you wouldn't mind reliving them again. That'd be like the perfect Groundhog's Day. And that's, of course, the subject of the movie that was made many years ago with Bill Murray and Andy McDowell and company about covering the Groundhog event and how every day is the same thing. And it wouldn't be so bad if that day was like your perfect day. However, in the movie, there are some perils that they have to get through. And it wasn't necessarily a perfect day until they kind of figured out how to make it a perfect day. That's a good one to get out and watch this weekend. Groundhog's Day actually coming up on Sunday.
Hey.
Here's Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen on Country and Community, WRCO.
It was always hotter than the grease. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn till my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch, every backyard and a garden, every front door and screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did when I punched the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Excuse, no news.
this out. I don't have a single doubt that she's still in love. My level of anxiety is just a product of ooh, no news. She can tell a phone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's no been. News. Send the pigeons, send the facts, write it on a post-it no pad. News. Send a signal up in smoke, tap it out in Morse code. I prefer a bad excuse. She missed her bus, missed her plane. Surely this can be explained. Lost her car at the mall. Got locked in a bathroom stall. Playing guitar with the band. On the road with Pearl Jam. Buried with the Grateful Dead. Hang back as a parrot. Got derailed, got the eyes. Offered as a sacrifice. FBI, CIA. If they've seen her, they ain't saying.
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, and we're celebrating like never before. Will we see 6 more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the Groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Already up to 42 degrees this morning at WRCO Radio on a Friday. Yeah, feels good. Some sunshine out there today. Jordan Davis on the radio. Take it from me.
I think me and you should blow this off. So much for the after party. Let's tell everybody we got lost. I think me and you should do our own thing, our own way, in my place, my way. Take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. So give me them bare feet dancing down a hall and smiling at me, running your finger down a wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Spin you around and let's just see where this thing goes. All I know is that I'm all yours all night. I've got nothing but time, so take it from me. If you want a t-shirt to slip in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down a hall and smiling at me, running your finger down a wall. You know what I want, I got what you need.
Jug of sweet tea.
I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool in me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Tractor sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. My tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't in the cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
WRCO Studio proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. Alan Breed became an overnight success, and it only took him 3 decades to do it. Some 30 years ago, Alan Breed dreamed of his invention, the airbag, being in every automobile on the road. He knew that untold thousands of lives would be saved. While most businesses live by the axiom, the customer is always right, Alan lived by the opposite because his chief potential customers, the big three automakers, flat out refused to have anything to do with his airbag idea. They thought it was he who was full of hot air and started rejecting the idea in 1967, even though the public said they liked the idea. Breed persisted. He believes in persistence. He sank everything he had into this venture. Finally, some 17 years later, Congress passed a law that forced automakers to include this life-saving technology in their cars. Breed, who was named the 1995 Entrepreneur of the Year by Inc. magazine, has now seen thousands survive who would have died without his invention. The next time you see the words airbag on your steering wheel, remember, great ideas aren't always immediately accepted, and overnight success is never overnight. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit vitesnik.com.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care. All amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day. You picked a
damn good day. The latest from Riley Green on today's Pure American Country Radio Minutes. Welcome, I'm Bill Cody. 2024 was quite a momentous year for Riley. He scored his fourth number one with his Ella Langley assisted duet, You Look Like You Love Me. Earned his first CMA award, launched his Ain't My Last Rodeo tour, and sent his single Damn Good Day to Leave to country radio.
It's crazy to see the amount of songs that are becoming hits kind of on their own, too. You know what I mean? Obviously, Damn Good Day to Leave climbing the charts at country radio. You Look Like You Love Me was such a viral TikTok kind of thing, which is really new to me. And then Worst Way is a song that, you know, just jumped off the page. That first EP I put out at the beginning of the year and kind of became a hit on its own. So it's a cool time, man. It's been a great year, and the crowds are getting bigger and the shows are getting bigger, so it's a lot of fun.
The Riley Green Damn Country Music Tour kicks off March 27th in British Columbia with Riley Green. That's a long way from Alabama, Halt. I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. What stands in the way of you paying less for your homeowner's insurance? It's the time it takes to shop and then compare all the options. Face it, we all hate shopping insurance. Let Pure American Insurance do it. We shop over 30 top insurance brands. More options equal more savings. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
With old Hank
Riley Green on WRCO Radio, 41 degrees. We're headed toward a high, maybe a little warmer, around mid-40s today. So not as warm as yesterday's incredible 58 degrees. But hey, man, for the last day of January, yeah, we're doing all right. February's going to come in maybe about the same, maybe a little rainy toward the end of the week. And then next week's forecast, Monday through Thursday is as far as this goes. But 30 Monday, 28 Tuesday, 35 Wednesday, and Thursday 31. There's maybe some wintry mixes in the forecast Tuesday, and then also Wednesday, maybe a little bit of snow, mostly rain in the afternoon on Wednesday. So we have that going forward. Here's Lori White on FM 100.9.
Baseball cap, bet you'd like to meet a boy like that. He's a little crazy. born under big blue skies in a little old town where dreams take flight. Fields of corn to the rolling hills where the heartland echoes in the spirit field. And every sunset that I see, each passing day I'm more believe where I belong, I'm grounded deep. Cause I was country born, country bred. Sway, work hard for a while in the jukebox play. Beneath that Amarillo sky, the dirt I love is where I'll lie, where I belong. God got it right. I was country born, country bred. When I die, I'll be country bred. Through the highs and lows where I live, send my soul in the blood I shed. To the honky-tonk bar where the banjo rolls with the steel guitar, where my hat with pride in the country I love lay me down in this soil when my time come.
James on WRCO. High school boys basketball tonight. It will be Ithaca hosting Weston in Ridge and Valley Conference action. And it begins with a pregame time around 7:15, courtesy of Vitesnik Power Sports. And then on to the game as well on a Friday night live from Ithaca. Boys basketball tonight.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Calling all parents and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading and literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at CESA3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it!
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, and we're celebrating like never before. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Attention, Yellow Foods fans. Formerly known as Schwann's, Yellow Foods has gone out of business, and we now have their remaining closeout inventory for, you guessed it, pennies on the dollar. Ice cream, entrees, sides, breakfast, and more. Pick up your favorites and take them home while supplies last. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey, rock and rollers. I always wanted to say that. This is Bo, and I'm filling in for Phil Knee. Since Phil lost his voice early this week, he needs me to tell you about Those Were the Days Radio this Saturday night, which will include a batch of hits from 1970. Those were the days on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app is sponsored in part by Mastodon Records, Utter Brothers in Boscobel, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Cairns State Farm, Turbos in Hub City, and Jones Chevrolet. On behalf of the Solid Gold Dancers, this is Bo Henricks inviting you to listen to Those Were the Days on Saturday night.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. It's pretty
girl's stories and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's ignited gasoline. Oh, and the night's gas, man, they're built for speed. Oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Where the wild things are.
Luke Combs on WRCO Radio. Hello, kids. We're heading toward 11 o'clock today. 42 degrees, the current reading in the morning high. Time for some King George.
slipping away.
I'm Sherry Preston. Boats are back on the Potomac, part of the investigation into the D.C. plane crash that killed 67 people this week. ABC's Karen Travers has more on whether President Trump plans to visit the crash site.
President Trump told me in the Oval Office he would be meeting with some of the families of the victims.
Young people, great athletes, great skaters, very sad situation from numerous countries.
I asked if he would go to the site of the crash.
I have a plan to visit, not the site, because you tell me, what's the site? The water?
Or to meet with the first responders.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President Trump blames FAA diversity initiatives in part for the crash. On the same day that Kash Patel was answering questions about why he thinks he would be a good FBI director, sources tell ABC News multiple FBI officials have been